what you truly wanted, how would you like it if everyone you met was a source of what you truly wanted? Which one wins?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Logic would say everyone, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But we know that that's not the way we're going to do it, right?
Right.
We know that.
Otherwise.
Oh, you are unfaithful to me if you appreciate someone else beside me. You don't love me if you acknowledge someone else beside me. The Course says our version of love is not the way God loves, and it's not the way love is. And real love never attacks, never harms, never abandons, never deserts, never hurts, ever, 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 ever. But special love, our version, does. See, the Course says there is the real deal, and then there's human love, special love.
Yeah.
Can we agree to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're going to single someone out for your special love, then let that person represent all people. And you give them all of the real love and all of the real truth and everything that you're learning. You give it, all that good stuff, to them first. So they would be the one that you would want to be reflecting their innocence back. They would be the one that you want to be assuring them that they really deserve to be safe. They're the ones that you would go, I see your anger as a call for love. They would be the one that you would feel all your passion to. That would be the one you would just surrender and give your love 100%, because that's your chosen one. And that could be your child, that could be your friend, that could be, I'm not just talking about lovers. If you are a person that you know you can't think the mere thought of loving more than one person is very frightening to you, and you know you need one-on-one, one-to-one, exclusive focus on you and you on them, then let them represent everybody and have as much joy and happiness and love and passion and togetherness and friendship and excitement that you can possibly muster coming through you.
Cool. I like that. It hurts with them though.
Because it's hardest with, you know why it's hardest with them? Because they are the ones that I have designated to fulfill my imagined needs. That's the only reason why they're the hardest ones. It's because I have assigned to them another role other than their real role. So what do I do then? What do I do? As fast as I can, at the pace I can handle it the most, what I start doing is perceiving them as free. To perceive them as also having their own will and their own direction and their own function and their own uniqueness and their beautiful lovingness. In other words, I start to give them everything I used to give my specialness. All the worship, all the adoration, all the focus, all the energy I used to put on being special, I'm putting all that energy in helping the person that I have chosen to be in a relationship with me recognize how beautiful and innocent and loving and deserving they are. So instead of spending all my time trying to make me special, I'm really spending all my time helping them recognize that they are also very beautiful and very loving. And in doing that, they are witness back to me who I am, and I'll recognize myself too. They'll be helping me remember, and I'll be helping them remember. And since we can't meet everybody in the body, then we have certain relationships that are being handed out to us by spirit, and the purpose of those relationships is to bring us to that happy healing instant where we actually feel safe and loved with another human being. Or a dog. Or whatever else we're into. So I'm going to stop right here on this part. This section is so powerful. This section is so powerful. When your ego tries to frighten you, when your old self tries to frighten you, get you at least one lesson out of the workbook that if you don't remember any other lesson out of the whole workbook, that's the lesson that you run to the minute you see yourself trying to self-sabotage, frighten yourself, or hurt yourself. And you learn it to the point that it just pops out like that one did for me. This holy instant what I give to you, be you in charge, if I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. This holy instant what I give to you, you know. Or the other one, take this from me and look upon it, judging it for me. Let me not see it as a sign of sin or death, nor use it for destruction. Teach me how not to make of this an obstacle to peace, but let you use it for me to facilitate its coming. See, that's applying the Course in Miracles. It's when you take those, it's when we take those ideas, because he tells us what the problem is, but also when this is that, say this, say that, remember this, remember that. Next time you're angry and you're about to feel, say this. Next time you feel like you're getting sick, say, it's all through the book. Yeah. It's like, as soon as you're about to feel angry or guilty or depressed, say, it's like, just say it. It didn't say believe this, it said say this. And I just started practicing it. Well, okay, I don't believe it, but this whole lesson when I get to you be here in child five, this whole lesson, and then I can't tell you how many things have cleared up in my inner and my outer world. And I didn't analyze anything. I just said it without believing it.
What about I am not a body, I am free?
Any workbook lesson that really turns you on. I'm not a body, I'm free, for I'm still as God created me. I'm still as love created me. I'm not a body, I'm free. I'm not a body, I am free. I am still as God created me, free. See, I am not a body, I am free. See, free is actually a state of being. Just like you think the body is solid, I am not a body. He says, I am free. And that free, your free self is much realer than your body. And it's a much bigger than your body. That all sounds good, Earl. But what I really want is my soul mate. I don't care what you're saying. What I really want